The sun shone brightly over a green field, as the long grasses bowed and danced in the wind. Although the land was wild for many leagues around, a young and happy family was set up under a tent, enjoying a carefree outdoor picnic. Several guards stood at attention nearby, for this was a royal outing. The king and queen loved their young princess and would not risk her safety. Not that the princess cared a fig for caution. Wild and willful, the six-year-old child raced through the field, her curly red hair streaming behind her. Then she ducked behind a rock, giggling. Her mother, the queen, pretended to gaze around innocently. Then she reached behind the rock and tickled the little girl, who popped up with a shriek of laughter. The princess was on her feet and running again, their game of hide-and-seek starting over. The king, a large and fierce-looking man, practically blocked out the sun when he stood up. But the princess hopped excitedly around him without fear, and the king laughed when he saw her. He laid his bow and arrows on the table, and she went to stare at the weapons. Gently, she ran her fingers over the bow, awed by the carvings. The king watched as the child tried to pick up the massive bow, its weight throwing her off balance. He wagged his finger at her, warning her to leave it be. Her look of disappointment was awful to see, until he pulled out another bow, full size but lighter in weight, and a pretty white. The princess gasped delightedly. This was her bow. For the rest of the day, the princess struggled with her lovely new weapon, learning to place arrows properly, working to pull the string back with enough strength. Finally, she let loose a strong shot, which sailed over the target and into the woods.